DuPont Company of Wilmington, Delaware, measures the better thing for better living through chemistry, presents the Cavalcade of America. Tonight's star, William Bendix. Tonight's story, the Marine who is 200 years old.
Years old.
Ah, what a joke.
Join the Marines in the Revolutionary War.
So what do you think of that?
Back in 1775?
Yeah.
And when you stopped fighting since.
Brother, that's the Marines.
That was me, sound and all. Corporal Jim Savage, United States Marines.
It was back in 1942.
I was talking about the darndest leather that ever lived. My sea daddy, Master Gunnery Sergeant Lee Diamond. That's the reason that he trained. Boy, he had to be 200 years old.
He looked that old, too.
He had a pot belly and bow legs. And he had a curving white beard, maybe 5-6 inches long. Against regulations, that did, but nobody opened his trap. Oh, you could get away with murder. Let me tell you about it. It was a blazing hot summer back in 1942. Those Marines were dropping through the mud on a North Carolina base. Every man of the place had knocked it off. Everybody, that is, but Lee. He was fresh as a daisy.
All right, you knockhead. This is a gun drill. Let us have you pull. Next time, get the lead out. Stop chipping your teeth. You're not hurt the Marines. You're Lee Diamond's boy. I don't want you looking like a bunch of this. Chief. Okay, secure. 5 minutes, break. Hey, Sergeant Chandler. Stand by.
John, wait a little.
Let me show some if I don't get back in time, Pete. I got a date with the skipper.
Oh?
What's he want? He can figure what a lieutenant's thinking.
Anything the matter with you, Lou?
Last couple of days, your beard's been drooping pretty low.
Lee? I'm in great shape, never better.
That's what you want the skipper to believe, isn't it?
Shove off, Captain, you're loaded.
You've been taking us over the boondocks ever since we got that scuttlebutt about slipping out to the Pacific. You trying to prove you're on top of the heap?
Okay, so what? Somebody slowed power into thinking I'm too old to ship out. He slipped his anchor chain.
Too bad you can't tell him.
Well, I wish I could. Well, why can't I? Jim Diamond ain't never been known to keep his mouth shut. Well, it paid to keep it open.
Tell him, Paul, you can't do this to me. You can't do it.
Look, Lou, there's nothing personal in this.
Tell me, how old are you?
Well, I'm only...
What's my age got to do with it?
Well, I can say you're 52, but you've never told anybody how old you really are, have you?
You've seen me out there every day, Lieutenant. I'm the double. Everything. I'm the double.
Yes, I couldn't miss that.
I can fight Lindsay on any Marine in the Corps.
You've been at it for 26 years. That's a long time.
So what?
I know that you're the best mortar man in the Marines,
but... what is it, then?
Lee, this is a young man, Scrap. Lord knows it's never soft in the Marines, but combat in the Pacific is liable to be the roughest assignment the Corps ever had.
Mr. Who's worrying, Lieutenant?
I'm worrying. You have to be able to take it, physically.
I've got a lot of fight left in me. You don't have to worry. Look, Lieutenant, those knotheads of mine, they can't get along without me.
I'm going to have to draw me pictures, Lou. I know what your men think of
it. It's more than that, Lieutenant. I can't get along without them.
Look, Lou, I don't go around shooting my mouth off about it. I didn't want them kids to know, but...
Lieutenant, we belong together. They're in your junk.
Well,
you gotta let me ship out with my boy.
Okay, Lou, you win.
At least I don't have to worry about this turret.
I know that'll hold up. I just hope the rest of you does as well.
The
after that, our outfit pulled out for the Pacific. It was August 7th, 1942, when we hit the beach in Guadalcanal. And it was tough going. Guadalcanal was no picnic. But for OU Diamonds, there were two battles. One against the Diamond Buyers, the other to keep that old thing from falling apart. We got two broken ribs from an exploding mine and a fat kid from malaria. The doctor knew all about that. But one thing they didn't know. They didn't know Lee was just about crippled with music. He could hardly move, but he stayed in there to fight. So he never let on to nobody, not even to us guys around.
Hey, Tennis. Chuck Tennis.
You fighting, sir? What's the matter?
Well, what'd you do with them clothes, Lee? They need you.
Ammo? Over there. I'll get one for you.
Take care. There ain't no cripple.
Okay. Here it is, Sarge. You're starving. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, okay, I see him.
Here, wait a minute, Lou. I'll help you.
What do you want?
Ammo?
Get your hooks up, that Chambers. What do you think I am, a dame? I can sit here to a clover leaf. I ain't no cripple.
Yeah. I heard you tell Savage.
Sorry, kid, I didn't mean to blow my pipe.
No good.
They pull us out of line for a couple of days and it caused you to my nerves, I guess.
Let me rest and do you good, Lou.
You look beat for me. I'm in great shape.
Hey, son!
Yeah, here comes the skipper. Maybe something's gonna pop around here, right?
Biden Chambers, I want you to check our ammo supply. Give me a report on the trouble. You stick around, Lou. I want to talk to you.
All right, sir. Have it for you right away.
Where's the super, Lieutenant?
I got some scuttlebutt a few minutes ago.
Yeah, we're heading back to it, right, Skipper?
Yeah, maybe tomorrow or the next day.
Good.
They're sending up there to reinforce the right flank.
Holy smokestack, it's about time.
I thought maybe you used a lost battalion or something.
Pretty anxious to get back in there, aren't you, sir?
No, I'm not level, Nick, Lieutenant. I didn't ship 10,000 miles just to rest my road.
Then, you're squared away?
Top-notch, couldn't be better. But maybe you might be worried about something.
Worry?
And combat plus Guadalcanal, that's a tough combination to take.
Yeah. You know, Skipper, you have been kind of worried.
Yeah, what is it, Lou?
Well, there's been three cases up here, you and me. That's what's worrying me.
Right
there, Lieutenant. You're a good CEO, but you're sure one lousy pinochle player. Diamond here, this is Mortar.
Hey, that you, Powell?
Hey, he's on the way, this is Sergeant Diamond.
Lou, you old buzzer, this is Hank Oliver.
Hey, how are you? What kind of dress you wearing, topside?
Gold leaves, Lou.
Major, huh? Oh, that's great, Harry, that's great, huh?
Stick around, Chambers, I may want
it. Here's the skipper now, Major. Here you are, Lieutenant. Major Oliver, up at Reginald.
Oh, thank you.
Lieutenant Powell here, sir.
Major Oliver.
So how's it like that?
All right, you know him?
Well, no, when you said it's in China.
That's so.
Well, they say you've been off the commission maybe a dozen times. How come you always seem to
look, Lou? It'll take more than Congress to make a gentleman out of me.
Boy, Sergeant Sir Diamond.
Looks like we've got a detail.
Well, what's cooking, sir?
Colonel Edson's raiders, they're in trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Well, they're over on the Tanikau Ridge and they're surrounded. Edson's men can't get through.
Well, let's get through to them.
Oh, no, not a chance. They're going to be wiped out and unless we can lay down a pinpoint barrage, and that's tough to do.
Well, I stand by, Lieutenant. Let's go.
Headquarters says that you're the man for the job.
Well, sure. Who else? Let's go.
There's only one hitch.
Hitch?
So from here to Matanikau Ridge, that's a bone-breaking march. It's cross-country all the way.
Sir?
So you could never make it, Lou. Let's not kid ourselves any longer, Sergeant.
Wait a minute. I'll make it.
I didn't want Major Oliver to know about you. I should have told him anyway.
Yeah, well, stand by, Lieutenant. Here. Look at this map. Is there any way for me to get there by truck?
What?
Let's see it.
Yeah, there's a way we might make it.
Okay, then. Place me on a truck. Give him Lou Diamond on wheels. Come on, we got some shooting to do. Okay, you're not head-pulled. Chambers,
Up 100. Right 150.
Two and three degrees elevation. Traverse to right. Let's put it in a lot this time. We ain't got all day.
Misfire. Another three gun. Misfire.
Misfire. Holy smokestack. Let's clear that thing. Take cover. Chambers. Get out of the ring. Okay, you knotheads. Just take it easy. I got a date with number three gun.
Hey, no, wait a minute. I'm coming with you.
Now, look, kid. I told you to get out of range.
You're young nuts. You can't hardly move.
How are you going to do this by yourself?
Jump off, kid.
The live shell in that school. Don't worry about me. My baby's never let me down.
I'm staying with you.
I take... Okay, okay, kid. What do you want to do now?
Turn the tube upside down.
That shell inside there.
She blows you. Never know, kid. Let me talk to her. And then we take her.
Michelle,
I'll catch her when she falls.
What about you?
I ain't never dropped one yet. I'll stop your worrying.
Okay.
Come on, sweetheart. Never mind your little doll, baby. Spit it out, baby. Give it to daddy. Spit it out.
Catch it, little catch it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Let's safety pin back in.
Got it.
Okay, you knotheads, we're in business. Let's get back in here and shoot.
John Chambers, that's the lieutenant. How's Diamond this morning? You just coming up?
I just need coffee.
He's all right, I guess, but he still can't get up. He can't even move. Mine and helpers and that black lieutenant, it breaks my heart to look at him.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm going inside to see him now, Sergeant. If anybody wants me, you know where to find him.
All right, sir, I'll pass the word.
Hello?
Yes. Who's that?
Lieutenant Powell.
Oh, it's just some kind of dark and it's tense. You'd lose your own cousin. How are you? Get this
time. I'm all right, Lou. Question is, how are you?
Me? Well, I'm in great shape. Ever better?
That's not what the doc says.
Well, let me see now. I just got shook up coming back from the tonic car, that's all. I'll be staying away tomorrow morning.
We just received a personal commendation for you, Lou. From the general.
Huh?
General Edson's men got out all right, thanks to that beautiful barrage your boys had up.
Want an evening?
No, don't stay in your eyes, Lieutenant. I'll rule it myself in the morning. I'm afraid not.
Huh?
Tomorrow morning, this time, you'll be in a hospital in New Zealand.
Hospital?
You're
joking, Lieutenant.
I wish I was. The doc says you're through, Lou. No more combat.
So, you don't care if you're in a prison of yours, it may be weeks before you're able to navigate again.
No, Lou, this time it's final.
Lieutenant, they can't be just a man.
You sure I came in, Lou. Remember back in Carolina? I wasn't worried about your courage. It was the rest of you. I guess that was the right after all.
Leave your leggings, Lou, and do what they tell you.
Well,
no, you're still wrong, Lieutenant. You're rocking the boat.
Am I?
How? Because I'll be back. No matter where they ship me, just tell them not to hurt your mind. Lou Diamond will be back.
To the Capitol Gate of America, starring William Bendix. Sponsored by the DuPont Company of Wilmington, Delaware. Makers of better things for better living. New chemistry. Tonight on Capitol Gate of America, William Bendix is starring as Sergeant Lee Diamond in The Marine Who Was 200 Years Old. This is his story, as told by one of his buddies.
On Guadalcanal, the docks told us our gunny, Sergeant Lee Diamond, was crippled with rheumatism and too old to fight. Lee steamed at them, they were slipping their anchor chains, but they loaded them on a hospital ship just the same. 7 weeks later, in a naval hospital down in New Zealand, Lee was rock happy, just about ready to blow his top.
Take it away. I don't want to worry, Chief.
I want out of this joint. That's all I want.
Now, Sergeant B. Miles, aren't you? Oh, dear. Now, this is pretty special.
Beanie, take the beer.
Sergeant.
Okay, you and me will split the case, huh?
We do not serve beer in this hospital.
Oh, that's what's wrong with the joint. You want to get me out of here? Give me my beer.
Oh, you know, you're the most cantankerous.
Charlie, you're the lieutenant. I ain't happy here. Come back fighting. That's all I want.
Mm. It's not going to be easy, is it?
What ain't?
Why, going back to... Oh. Commander, you did tell you, didn't he?
Haynes, what's the fear of this trap got to do with me?
Why, nothing. Nothing at all.
You want to get paddled, Lieutenant? Open up. Come on, what gives?
All right. You're not going back to your outfit, Sergeant. In about a week, they're shipping you back to the States for good.
What?
Oh, now, take it easy.
What do you mean, take it easy?
Commander, he says you can't go back to combat. Now, good Sergeant, what can you do?
What can I do? I'll get you. Well, I guess you're right, Billy. What can I do?
Are you trying to argue with them?
No, of course not.
What good would it be?
Sure, what good?
Are you all right, Sergeant?
Yeah, sure, Lieutenant. I'm in good shape. Never better.
All right. You got those orders out, Corporal. Just send them on to...
No! What? Huh? You and me's a couple of bad pennies, Ali. Keep turning up.
Are you a patient over in the hospital?
Well, I ain't wearing this bare field for no beauty contest. They got my bed locked up.
I didn't even know you were around, Lou. I just got transferred here myself.
Yeah, I heard about it. Major Hank Oliver, the new adjutant. He got here just in time, Ali. I need you.
What are you up to, Lou?
But I gotta get back to my outfit. I gotta have my orders.
Orders?
Yeah.
Well, you're at the hospital. You come under Commander Haynes.
Yeah, but he comes under you. You're the big boy's man, Ollie.
Lou, I don't think...
Ollie? Remember that time in China? Remember? When the MPs were on your tail? And
never mind, Lou. I remember you. What kind of orders?
Back to my outfit. Guadalcanal.
No, Lou. That's against regulations. I just can't.
Holly, boy.
Yeah?
There's buddies and buddies, sir.
Okay, Lou. How fast do you want them?
Holly, I've never been in such a hurry.
Once he got orders, he really knew nothing was going to stop him now. He was going to get back to us guys and his whole outfit. From New Zealand, he argued his way aboard a Dutch freighter bound for Guadalcanal. But when they put into the harbor, Lee held his way ashore.
Hey, Mac! Hey, you, Mac!
Are you calling?
Yeah, well, what's going on here? This place is loaded down with dog faces.
What you talking about, Grandpa?
Yeah.
Hey, where'd you come from? Can you rip Van Winkle?
Listen, you army pup, don't give me no trouble. Where's the 5th Marines?
Marines?
Yeah, Marines. Fighting men, boy.
Hey, let's go. What's the matter with you?
Where's the 5th?
Well, stay me down. Step off.
Where to?
Oh, I said I know. So what's the matter with you anyway?
Out of my way. I gotta find him. I gotta find him. I gotta find him.
Lee Diamond tackled one dog face after another, but always the same maneuver. The army had moved in, us Marines had moved out. Nobody knew where. That was when old Lee got rolling. Us knotheads weren't on Guadalcanal, so he was moving around the whole South Pacific and he found us. And that's the way it was. Island hopping across thousands of miles. Dungeon rides by ship or plane. And everywhere he stopped, the same question. Have you seen him? Have you seen the 5th Marine?
5th Marine? In Kalaji? Nah, never heard of him.
5th Marines, they ain't no guinea you can bet on that. The 5th are no happy days. You lost or something?
So now I'm in New Caledonia and still no luck. Nothing but army.
The Marines do the cooking, you guys come in to lick the pot.
Look, will you wait a minute? I'm trying to tell you something. I got news.
News, huh?
Your outfit, I just found out they're in Australia.
Australia?
You know where Darwin is?
I know every port in the South Pacific. I gotta get out of here.
Easy. Did you ever run across a Navy guy named Haynes, a commander?
Haynes?
Yeah, I met him. I just saw him down at headquarters. He knows you was around here somewhere, so he was sure to board. Hey, what you got on you?
I ain't waiting to find out.
Hey, wait a minute. Where you going?
Darwin, Australia.
That's 2,000 miles from here.
What's 2,000 miles? To a guy that's going home.
That's a lot of tuna. But it didn't matter peanuts to Lee Diamond. It was in a side street bar in Darwin, Australia that Lee found the payoff. The end of the long, weary road.
United States Marines?
Yeah.
As a person?
Yes.
Oh, sure. Sure, there about, yeah?
Yes.
Well, thank you, dear, I think. And you're bright. 50 miles.
Oh, great.
Hey, you have a tough time going, though. Not any transportation for me.
Yeah, you see these two poop, Dr. Saucy? That's all I need.
50 miles, huh? I'll walk it!
And Lee did walk. Straight across the hot Australian plains. The scraggly white beard of him got creepy dust and sweat. But Lee just kept on walking, adding up the miles and getting closer to home every minute that went by. And then, suddenly, in the distance, up a long, steep hill, a fire. That was music to old Lee's ears. It was us practicing firing. And in between the miles on top of that hill, Anderson and me were arguing the same old thing.
200 years ago. Why, you're rock happy.
Look, Anderson, nobody can prove that you built, but I tell you, old Lee must have been there when the Marines got started.
Now, it looks like he ain't going to be around for the finish of this party.
We sure could use him. Funny going back into action without old Lee.
Wonder where Lee is.
Stand by.
What's up?
Coming up the hill. You see that guy? What that looks like?
Looks like.
It is. Hey, Captain Powell. Lee's back. Captain Powell.
What is it, Simon? What's the matter with you?
Look, son, steaming up the hill.
Who? Lee Diamond.
Hey, you guys, look, it's Louie's back!
Oh, 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 oh. Hey, it's your excellent you don't. There ain't no picnic. What do you want, full speed ahead?
You
son of a gun! Oh, I can't feel it. Okay, give me some air.
Lou, what the don't?
Lieutenant, I... another bar. Congratulations, Captain Powell. Sergeant Diamond, sir. Reporting for duty.
I should have known you'd be here, Lou. We're going back into action.
Don't I know it, Captain. I can smell it a million miles away.
Take over, Lou.
All right, you nuthead. What are you standing around for? Marines don't fight with yak. Let's get back in there and shoot.
That's the story. Old Lee Diamond, the darndest Marine who ever lived. Funny thing, you know, we never got around to asking how old he really was. And now we can't. Because old Lee died last October at the Great Lakes Naval Hospital. The record said he was 69. But I still say old Lee was 200 years old. He just couldn't get to be that much of a man. In 61 years, no matter where Marines fight for freedom and for liberty, the Lee Diamond legend lives on. Only rather men can tell you that, but we know. We know that old Lee is always around.
For tonight's story, the Marine who was 200 years old. Next week, the the Tom Cavalcade will present Breakfast at Mansley's. The exciting story of Nancy Hart, who one summer day shot her way into history. Our star, Susan Hayward. Be sure to listen. Tonight's DuPont Cavalcade, the Marine Who Was 200 Years Old, was written by Robert Mason Pollock. Original music was composed by R.D. Cornwell, conducted by Donald Boyd. The program was directed by John Dollar. With Mr. Bendix, our Cavalcade cast included Jeffrey Bryan as Savage, Scott Cutsworth as Major Oliver, Don Briggs as Lieutenant Powell, and Lester Stratton, Dan Ocko, Ann Tobin, and Bob Hastings. We wish to thank the United States Marine Corps, especially Major L.A. Jason and Lieutenant C.F.X. Houghton, for their cooperation and technical assistance. This is Cy Harris speaking. Don't forget next week, our star, Susan Hayward. The DuPont Cavalcade of America comes to you from the Belasco Theater in New York and is sponsored by the DuPont Company of Wilmington, Delaware. Makers of better things for better living. Through chemistry.